Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts. Everywhere we go all around the world, we understand the principles of do's and don'ts. Walk into a restaurant and they may have a sign outside that says no shoes, no shirt, no service. They may have another sign that says nobody can bring a handgun on the inside because it's against the restaurant policy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we even have to take a test in order to get a driver's license so that they understand that we know the do's and don'ts of the road. Doesn't matter where we go, do's and don'ts play a factor. And even in this spiritual life, we understand the art and the concept of being a doer because it's the doers that typically will succeed. Remember, the Bible says in James 1 and 22 that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. Then we discover in Romans 2 and 13 that it's not the hearers of the law that are just before God, but the doers shall be justified. My friends and neighbors, there are some things that we must do to become doers. Everyone wants to be a doer. So what are the things that we should avoid? How do we become a doer? First, before I tell you the do's, can I give you a couple of don'ts? The first component in this Christian life is we don't overthink. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the doers in Christ never concern themselves with the how. We just focus on the what. See, the doer realizes with God, all things are possible. Have you ever felt ran into somebody and you begin to talk to them about things that God was going to do in your life, and then they begin to analyze and try to figure out how this was going to happen? I'm sure Mary and Martha tried to figure out how Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. I'm sure that the blind man sitting by the highway side in John chapter 9 had no idea that Jesus spitting on the ground and putting clay on his eyes would lead to him being able to see again. My friends and neighbors, as it comes to this Christian life, we don't overthink. All we do is tell God what we want, and we know that nothing is impossible. The other thing we do is we don't overwork. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the doers in Christ never overwork. We recognize that it's not our effort that makes things happen. It is our faith. Yes, is there other things that we should do? Absolutely. Is there work that we should do? Yes, of course. But we don't feel like the work is what makes it happen. It's the faith that makes it happen. What could happen in Acts 16 where Paul and Silas were locked in a prison? There was nothing else they could do. All they did was believe in God. Remember when Peter was set for execution in Acts chapter 12, the saints of God didn't go outside and picket and protest. All they did was believe that God was going to do it, and he did. Yes, my friends and neighbors, don't overwork. The Bible says that in Ephesians 2 and 8, that for by grace are we saved through faith. It's not about us. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. So let's see, for example, my friends, you knew there was going to be an acronym somewhere. How do I become a better doer in Christ? This doer acronym gives us the four steps to become better at producing in this Christian life. The D reminds us that we must be disciplined. Yes, my friends and neighbors, discipline. Think about how disciplined many are of watching their favorite TV shows every day. Some are disciplined about social media. Some are disciplined about responding to emails. But also, we must be disciplined about our relationship with God. God needs to be a priority on our calendar. Remember, the most important conversations we're going to have any day are the ones we have with God. Remember, the Bible says in Mark 1:35 that Jesus rose up early in the morning, a great while before the day, and he went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. That's a discipline habit, my friends. That's something that said it's important enough to make God a priority in the course of a day. How important is it for you to make God a priority in your day? That O in our doer acronym reminds us of the importance of obedience. Now, many may think that this is related to our obedience to God. The doer is going to obey the voice of God, but the doer also recognizes that everything on the planet is subject to the voice that we we have. Do you recognize that God gave us a voice for others to obey, for other things to obey? Our words cause things and situations to change. God showed us this. His words were so powerful that a fig tree dried up from the roots. Jesus' word was so powerful that the winds and the waves obeyed him when the boat was about to sink. Jesus' word was so powerful that Jairus' daughter got up from the grave, or got up from her deathbed rather, when he said to light the kumai. And by the same token, my friends and neighbors, God has positioned us that things can obey us as well. What are you speaking to? My friends and neighbors, see, doers don't just talk about it. Doers speak about it. Doers understand that climates can change because of the words that God puts on the inside of us. Doers understand that minds can change when we speak. We understand that hearts can change when we speak. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you want a situation to change, I challenge you to speak to that situation by faith. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11 and that we discover then in that verses 22 through 24 that if we shall say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, that it shall be done. Did you recognize, friend, that you've got the power to move things with your words? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think about every situation and circumstance and recognize that the faith of God can change every situation, every circumstance, and every environment. That E in our DUA acronym reminds us that we should be properly equipped. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be properly equipped. See, the doer in Christ has all the tools. I remember my grandfather, my papa, had a tool shed in his backyard, and it seemed like he had a tool for everything. He had wrenches and screwdrivers and vice grips, and then he even had some more complicated tools that I didn't even know what they did. But whenever the situation arose where that tool was needed, he could just walk back to the shed and he could get it. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, in this Christian life, we should also be equipped as such. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:17 that the men of God may be perfect and truly furnished unto all good works. And then we understand in Ephesians 6:13 that we should take on the whole armor of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be adequately equipped. Are you equipped with the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? My friends and neighbors, we should be adequately equipped. Can I tell you the last one, but not the least one, that R reminds us that we should be reconstructed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is just a semi-complex term that says we are able to adapt to social and economic change. See, the saints of God will never be extinct. There may be some other organizations that go defunct. There may be some other groups that don't last, but because we're the saints of God, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1:10 that if we do these things, we shall never fall. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has made us to withstand the test of time. We don't lose. We don't fail. We're still here. We're still growing. We're still expanding. You can't change the world enough to where the saints of God don't have a presence and exist. My friends and neighbors, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.